This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
He said, look, we're going to have a disruption, but we're okay with that. Is that what you meant? The stock market going down was the disruption? What other disruption were you alluding to?
Look, what I have to do is build a strong country. You can't really watch the stock market. If you look at China, they have a 100-year perspective. We have a quarter. We go by quarters.
That's true.
And you can't go by that. You have to do what's right. What we're doing is we're building a tremendous foundation for the future. Tremendous foundation.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff on the phone with us this morning. I played that, Jesse Jane, because the mainstream media this morning is claiming that Donald Trump is warning of the possibility of a recession. And nowhere in that interview did he say that.
No, not at all. Not at all. But he was asked. I actually was watching Newsmax. He was asked, and he said it's possible, but he says he doesn't predict it. I mean, anything's possible. But where was the media the last 4 years?
Thank
when
you.
We had the highest rates of inflation. And then when the inflation drops, they do a victory lap. Oh, Joe Biden's brought inflation down. I'm sorry. That's like, okay, you were going to lose by 20 points, but instead you lost by 18 points. We still lose. Where was the media when we actually were in recessions, but they denied to report it because the job growth was so stagnant? We were actually, every time the economists come out, they predict a certain percentage of jobs. And every time, every Friday that it was reported at the end of the month, we never hit those goals. Not only that, the only sector that was growing jobs was not the private sector, but government jobs. You know what he did with the VA? He added 80,000 employees, including the 10,000 that were fired for negligence against veterans at the Veterans Administration. 80,000. And now the left is screaming that we're going to fire VA employees and we don't care about veterans. I'm sorry, we didn't need 80,000 more employees. What we needed was more efficiency at the VA. I mean, these are the kind of inflammatory comments that the left is running with. Oh, and now, oh, he hasn't brought egg prices down yet. Well, did you scream that the egg prices were rising because the Biden administration slaughtered so many hens? No, everything was fine under Biden.
I wonder what's happened to Joey. Like, you kind of expect the media would run back out and see what he's up to these days now that Donald Trump's in charge.
Because
we've heard
they'd
nothing.
Have to admit, yeah, they'd have to admit that the mental decline. And you know, the biggest liar in all of this is Jake Tapper, who went around and tried to say that Joe Biden was competent and support that narrative, and now has come out with a book on the biggest cover up of all, of the incompetency of Joe Biden. I mean, the irony does not escape these people that while he was in office, they were all fine. They were fine with Kamala Harris walking in and taking the nomination away from Joe Biden and stealing the and never getting elected to even be their primary contender, let alone the general election. You know, all of this. So, yeah, we could potentially face a recession, but I expect that we are going to come out stronger on the end of it, because you have to clear out this government fraud, waste, and abuse. Otherwise, we're going to have a fiscal collapse and the entire house is going to come down. Right now, we got to remove the dry rot. We can save the house if we could just get rid of this dry rot. But if you don't remove that dry rot, the foundation will collapse and we all will be in this in a very desperate state. We've been in a recession, by the way, for many quarters under Joe Biden. But like I've just said, they've covered it up.
I'm sure you saw Gavin Newsom claimed it was unfair that biological men compete with women, which was very interesting. Is there any chance you think he's trying to set himself up to run for, like, I don't know, president? I mean, I've heard J.B. Pritzker's name thrown out there. Who do you think is going to be the person who goes up against, well, it wouldn't be Trump, but whoever decides to run for the Republicans?
It is so early to say. I just can't, you know, their bench is so weak, and I'm probably the wrong person because my bias just sees nothing but garbage all over these Democrats, every last one of them. I mean, Pete Buttigieg, who made sure that we didn't have a supply chain during, you know, right before Christmas, and he had to take 2 months off to go have his maternity leave, even though he's not a biological woman. I mean, we consistently, and he took paternity leave too. He just was gone and vacated. I mean, we have looked at a lot of these Democrats that have done absolutely nothing for this country. Should Kamala Harris want to come back in 2028? Okay, good luck with that. You know, I think I welcome it because it'll be an easy, crushing defeat. She did nothing for this country. And, you know, to your question, you know, Gavin Newsom is now trying to placate the middle. Why didn't he stop the boys and women's sports and girls' sports in California long before Charlie Kirk asked him?
Yeah.
Why didn't he put an abrupt stop to it? No. Now, he wants to become national normal.
It's true. And, you know, here's the talking points memo that nobody's seen that's gone out to the Democrats. They're trying to pivot away from this. I saw Alyssa Slotkin, the one that gave the rebuttal to Trump's speech the other night, on this weekend on CBS, claiming that, well, you know, we should just leave this up to the states. And this is just a political issue. This doesn't affect that many people. They're now trying to pivot away from it because they know the polls show that 80% of Americans don't want men participating in women's sports.
Oh, absolutely. And ask any family whose daughter was hit by a volleyball and had to get, you know, a swollen head or a broken arm or has been removed from sports indefinitely because of the abuse that they've encountered with a male on the basketball court or the volleyball court. You know, I'm sorry, the left is wrong on this one. And they, instead of admitting their defeat, they are buckling down harder. And now we're seeing the protests at the Tesla dealerships, at the charging stations, because they think that's the way to go after Elon Musk. They are radical, and they're only going to piss off Americans more. They have not come up with a new plan. All they want to scream at is what they don't like. They're not going to give us solutions to what they to help this country get back on its feet. Instead, they're buckling down, you know, which is, hey, I'm all for Walt Newsom ticket, you know, in 2028. I think that'll be fabulous. I mean, you know, let Walt run for president. Let Newsom be the VP. I'm all for it. Please do.
Jesse Jane, have a great week.
All right, everybody, take the hill. Our flag's up on top. We got to defend it now.
Yes, we do. Jesse Jane Duff.
Get more at 971talk.com. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.